This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Bhutto Narangarh section of the east-west highway closed due to dense fog. Snow blankets northern districts of Kosi province. Schools closed in Birganj due to adverse weather condition. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel reiterates government's commitment to implementing policy and structural reform to strengthen Nepal's economy. And more than 14,000 rescue workers arrive in China's Tibet to continue the search for survivors after yesterday's earthquake killed at least 126 people. Now the news in detail. Dense fog has led to the closure of the east-west highway section between Butul and Narangarh, causing significant disruptions to the traffic. According to Resham Bohra of Nawalparasi West District Police Office, the highway was blocked after the road became slippery at Khursani Kola in Bardaghat Municipality, Ward No. 4 of Nawalparasi. Due to the slippery condition, vehicular movement has come to a complete halt. The dense fog has been blanketing Downe, among other areas, since yesterday. Bohra informed that the road has been completely blocked in both directions since 2 a.m. today. Authorities are continuously working to clear the road. Meanwhile, fresh snowfall has blanketed high-altitude areas of the northern districts of Kosi province. High-altitude areas like Gufa, Mangalbare and Kimanthanka of Songkhwa Sabha, Pathibara and Olongchungola of Tablejung and areas of Pachthar have been witnessing snowfall since yesterday evening, creating picturesque winter landscape across the region. Meanwhile, the Birganj Metropolitan City, BMC, has decided to hold classes of schools in the city for 3 days with decrease in temperature, increase in cold and thick fog. The Metropolitan City has decided to grant a 3-day winter holiday from 8th to 10th of January. Issuing a public notice, BMC Education Officer Hari Rawat shared the decision to give 3 days winter holiday to both public and private schools. He said in view of adverse impact on students' health due to the rising cold, the Metropolitan City instructed all the concerned schools to halt classroom-based teaching and learning in the schools. However, the Metropolitan City asked the schools to assign students with homework so they can continue their study at home. The administrative work of school would continue during the holidays as well. Similarly, Parsagadi Municipality in Parsa district has also issued a public notice on January 5th and decided to grant winter holiday to public and private schools from January 6th to January 14th. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has reiterated the government's commitment to implementing policy and structural reforms to strengthen Nepal's economy. During a courtesy meeting with the International Monetary Fund's IMF Fifth Review Mission Team, Finance Minister Paudel expressed optimism about the recent improvements in the economy and emphasized the crucial role of policy and structural reforms in driving further progress. Deputy Prime Minister Paudel informed the IMF team that the government was paying special attention to addressing the challenges faced by the economy through legislative, policy and dialogue-based approaches. He also assured that the government would incorporate international community recommendations into its policies based on Nepal's specific context and needs. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, and the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, have held discussions for promoting scientific partnership between them for industrial development in the country. On the occasion, NAST presented proposal to FNCCI for collaboration in various research and development activities, in research grants and in PhD fellowship and scholarship for technological innovation. NAST Vice Chancellor Dr. Dilip Kumar Subba and FNCCI President Chandra Prasad Thakal held discussions on various areas of cooperation and collaboration. As per the NAST proposal, the industrial and business sector has been urged for partnership in operation of programs including the Innovation Fellowship, Research Assistance to Youth Scientists, Brain Pooling, Master's Level Thesis Grant, Financial Cooperation to Scientific Organization, and Scientific Visit Grants through Economic Cooperation. Similarly, NAST has proposed to collaborate with the Federation on issues desired by the industry sector, including the possibility of conducting research and development projects from NAST under the sponsorship of industry, and for partnership and innovation in establishment and operation of research and development ecosystem and innovation ecosystem center. The Embassy of Israel has brought back the personal belongings of the 7th October 2023 Hamas attack victims and other Nepali students who participated in the Learn and Earn program in Israel, and the embassy gave back the belongings to their rightful owners. The personal belongings were handed over to the owners amid a function at the embassy on Tuesday, according to a statement by the Embassy of Israel in Kathmandu. As stated by the Israeli embassy, Ambassador Shmulik Bas made personal efforts to bring these suitcases back to Nepal. He met with Tan Bahadur Chowdhury, one of the survivors of the Hamas attack, and six other students and victims' families. The ambassador said the people of Israel stood in unwavering solidarity with the affected Nepali families and wished for the fast return of Bipin Joshi, the Nepali hostage held by Hamas. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. More than 14,000 rescue workers have arrived in China's Tibet to continue the search for survivors after a strong earthquake killed at least 126 people in a remote part of western China. More than 400 people have been rescued, Chinese state media says, since the quake struck yesterday, some 50 miles from the base of Mount Everest, destroying thousands of homes. China's Vice Premier Zhang arrived today to oversee operation, which is being hampered by winter temperatures that dropped to minus 16 degrees Celsius overnight. Earthquakes are common in the region, which lies on a major geological fault line, but Tuesday's was one of the biggest and the deadliest China has seen in recent years. U.S. city of Los Angeles has declared a state of emergency as a wildfire explodes from 10 acres to more than 2,900 acres in just hours. Fire Chief Christine Crowley orders more than 30,000 people to evacuate, and she says 13,000 buildings are under threat. Dramatic footage shows houses ablaze in the Pacific Palisades area and residents abandoning their cars to flee the flames. Fire broke out about 10:30 local time on Tuesday, and it exploded in size, fanned by 50 miles per hour, that is 80 kilometers per hour wind gust, and incredibly dry conditions. A second brush fire has also started spreading quickly about 40 kilometers inland from the Palisades. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to mainly fair. There will also be chances of snowfall in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again.
Jhando Ayurved.
Butul Nargard section of the East-West Highway closed due to dense fog. Snow Blankets Northern District of Kosi Province schools closed in Birganj due to adverse weather condition. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel reiterates government's commitment to implementing policy and structural reforms to strengthen Nepal's economy. And more than 14,000 rescue workers arrive in China's Tibet to continue the search for survivors after yesterday's earthquake killed at least 126 people. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.